thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
I'll put 2 minutes on the clock. We know you're busy, so I'll read some headlines and Hannah tells me either keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. Actors were paid a ton to basically do nothing.
Yeah, all about it.
So Samuel L. Jackson was paid $2 to $3 million for Marvel movies, even if he just makes an appearance at the end of the credits. So like, you know how like people stay for the end of the credits?
Yeah. Wow.
And then like Samuel L. Jackson pops up, $2 to $3 million guaranteed, locked in.
Oh, like an Endgame, yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Robert Downey Jr., $10 million for 8 minutes of screen time in Spider-Man.
Wow.
Meryl Streep, $3 million for 5 minutes of screen time in Mamma Mia, here we go again.
Yeah.
How about Vin Diesel? $10 million and $25 million for being the voice of Groot. Kevin, what does Groot say?
I am Groot.
That's it. And he gets paid $10 million just for voicing Groot.
Where did I go wrong?
Yeah, but he also did all the foreign I am Groots, I heard, too.
Oh.
Like, soy Groot.
Well, this does say, he does say we are Groot at least once.
Oh.
So yeah, he does do that.
Hard
Don't
work.
Don't discredit his hard work.
This was interesting and crazy. So there's 8 Harry Potter movies. Draco Malfoy, big characters, like Harry Potter's nemesis. Tom Felton plays him. He's only on screen for 30 minutes. All 8 movies.
Really?
Got paid $14 million for the series.
Wow.
I didn't realize that the guy was only on screen for 30 minutes in 8 movies. What is the loneliest day of the year for singles?
Valentine's Day?
No, it's Halloween.
Really?
Yeah.
That makes sense, actually.
They polled 1,000 singles, and they said, when do you feel the loneliest? And they said, Halloween. They said, Valentine's Day feels a little cliche. Did finish number 2. But there's a lot less like lovey-dovey posts, actually, and this people just will pull like one romantic picture, but everyone posting their couple costumes and their kids' costumes just makes them feel like, dang, I want to take kids trick-or-treating. I want to find somebody.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Really?
Because I feel like Halloween can be a group holiday where it's like, oh, what are we all doing for Halloween? But Valentine's Day, like, all my friends are doing something and I'm not.
All right, fair points. I will say this. I never really appreciated Halloween. I hated dressing up. I hated Halloween.
I do, too.
Until I had kids, and now I love it. I think it's, like, so adorable. So I do understand people going, well, I want a family and watch, like, my little kids dress up. I do get that FOMO.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
We will never, ever get phone calls for this because it is probably so rare that this ever happened.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
But anyone ever have like a hotel mix up? You go walk into your hotel room and someone else is standing there and like, oh, wait. This is supposed to be my room. Like, no, this is my room. 855-444-MEGA. Or you try to go to your hotel and they're like, yeah, we're overbooked and they didn't have your reservation. Something went wrong with your hotel reservation. 855-444-6342. I bet this never happens. It happened to AB. Somehow this happened to her.
Of course it did. Yeah, of course it did. When my family and I went to New York, you know, they gave us the key card. We went up to the room and I start opening the door. And the first thing I realized was that the light was on, which I don't think has ever happened when I'm walking into like a new hotel room. So I was just kind of like, okay, take note of that. That's weird. I walk in the room and the room is a mess and all of the beds are unmade.
Like,
and
oh,
we were just kind of like, okay, but there wasn't any luggage. So it wasn't, I don't think anyone was staying in it at that time, but I think they just forgot to clean it, I guess. So we went down to the front desk, told them, they were appalled. They were like, oh my gosh. And then we got a new room and it was fine. But it was just very bizarre because that's never happened.
You could have walked into anything.
I know.
If I saw a rummaged bed, I'd cover my eyes and scream.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like what if someone was in there?
Yeah.
Or what if someone like walked in on you? Anyone have that happen to them where you just like someone walks in like they're gave them a card?
It always happens in movies. So yeah, curious if it happens in real life.
I guarantee it never happens in real life.
Did they give you an upgrade, by the way?
They didn't.
Oh, see, now that's wrong.
Okay, why?
Because, okay, years ago, my family, we went to Disney World and we were going to stay at the Polynesian Resort.
Ooh, that's bougie.
Yes, okay. Well, apparently they either forgot a reservation, didn't have the room or whatever. So when we got to the front desk, they were like, oh, I see that we don't have your reservation. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to upgrade you, give you a free night stay, and put you in the Contemporary.
What is the Contemporary?
The Contemporary at the time was like, that was the place. That's the massive place where the monorails come in and out.
Really?
So we were like, yeah, we're going. So yeah, so they were like, hey, we made the error. You get an upgrade. And a free night on us.
Disney's very different than New York City.
Yeah.
I feel like it's crazy to even think. I think that only happens in movies where someone loses the reservation or they accidentally give you a hotel key and then it's like the same room. Or it's like, for some reason, I feel like in these like romantic comedies, like there's only one hotel. I guess we'll have to stay in the hotel and our plane is like laid over in a snowstorm.
Yeah, every book ever.
Yeah. And then they like fall in love. Like, no way. It never happens where there's only one room. Random strangers are in the room together. Has this ever happened to you? We'll see if we get any calls. 855-444-6342. Has anyone ever had a hotel mix-up? It happens all the time in movies and books, but I don't think it ever happens in real life where you like get a key to the hotel, you open it up, and someone else is there. And they're always naked somehow. For some reason, you always walk in, and they're just coming out of the shower. It's like people shower more than anyone else ever in the history of showers in real life. But this has never happened. 855-444-MEGA. AB was traveling with her family, walked in, the place was a mess. No luggage, but it was like, clearly,
it hadn't been clean. Beds were unmade. It was very weird.
I don't think hotels make those type of mistakes where they mix up the reservation. But this happened to you, Sarah. A hotel mixed up the reservation?
So we had done through our, like any person does, we've put our hotel reservation through like a kayak type of generator or whatever. Yeah. I had a confirmation email. I printed it out because my mother travels for a living and she's like, you need to have a printout and the email just in case. I show it to them. They said, we don't have you on file. Good luck.
Good luck.
Oh,
what?
So they didn't even, Kevin was getting upgrades. No, yeah. No upgrade?
No. They literally told me, we're overbooked. So we have no rooms. Good luck. And I was out $150. And when I was, and this is when I was a single mom. So imagine being a single mom and you're like, I'm moving and I have nowhere to take my baby and myself. Yeah. And so I was like, let me see what I can find. Thankfully, I found an extra hotel. It was it was like one of those cheap Holiday Inn type of places.
That's not crazy.
And I told him what happened, and the lady was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, now I know to never use that.
Right. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, well, I've never had this issue. I've never had this happen. In all the years I've used kayaks, never had this happen.
You think you'd print out the evidence you'd like present it in the court of law.
Hey,
they were just like, yeah, we got no rooms. There's nothing we could do for you. See ya.
That's what my mother said.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what my mom said. My mom has stayed at, like, Ritz-Carlton. She stayed at, like, nice hotels, and she's like, that has never happened in the 20 years I've been traveling.
Well, mom needs to get you a nicer hotel. You know? She's staying at Ritz-Carlton.
Right, yeah.
Thank you so much for the call.
Where's those rewards points at?
Tracy, you walked into someone else's room?
Yes, I did.
What happened?
My girlfriends and I got a hotel room to go out for the evening and be safe and stay there. And we went and checked into the hotel room that we made reservations through one of those sites also. And they gave us the key to our room. We went up. We were so excited to have our room and get ready and go out. And there was a family in the room already.
Mm. Oh.
So awkward. Just so dead deer like in the headlights
way
type
to
of
kill
moment.
A vibe.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So we were like, oh my gosh, so sorry, like, and just went down to the front desk. Thankfully, they had other rooms available, so they just gave us a different room for the night. But still, you know, it's just the headache of having to go upstairs, walk in on a family, apologize to them for the awkwardness of the situation.
Should have been like, scoot over, like, what are we watching on TV? Right. I'm part of the family now. We're a family, right. And what are we getting each other for Christmas this year, guys? It is the Brett Maga Show. We appreciate you listening every single day. Thank you so much. Hannah's going to cover all the stuff happening in Hollywood in the Hollywood hashtag. What's coming up, Hannah?
Yeah, Paris Hilton is actually getting really vulnerable with her ADHD diagnosis. I'll give you all the details why next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So Paris Hilton has had so many different little business ventures. She's done reality TV. She's became a singer. And she even released like a kitchen utensil line that's sold at Walmart that is actually really cute. But now she's actually working on a 3-part web series that's going to discuss her ADHD and how she kind of like designed her home to accustom her diagnosis, which I think is really, really interesting. She came out and said, as someone with ADHD, this series is deeply personal to me. I want to show how thoughtful design and technology can make life easier, more joyful, and more creative. A world where every brain can shine. So I'm taking this as kind of like an informative thing to inspire other people who have ADHD and like give them ideas on how they can make their home, you know, feel the best for them, most comfortable.
It does feel like this like really daunting or diagnosis that comes with this like very taboo or whatever. But I think more and more people are realizing that they maybe had it and then they didn't realize it. They could have been diagnosed with it and how common it is. And so I'm hoping with Paris Hilton, though, she's always lived this extravagant lifestyle. Like, so I've designed my home around things that are capable of the regular everyday people. So I'm hoping it really is like, hey, like this is how it's affected my life and this is how I've been able to utilize it and make it a tool for me. So I hope that's what we get from the series. And there's some relatability factor to it as well. Like, okay, this is more common than people think.
Yeah, I really was a fan of hearing this just because I love vulnerability. Anything to make like reality come out of a celebrity's life, I feel like, you know, is really well appreciated, especially someone like Paris Hilton. You think she has no worries that money can solve it all, but she is coming out and being really upfront about having ADHD, which is something that so many people suffer from. So I was glad that we got to see like a deeper cut version of Paris. This whole series is actually going to premiere tomorrow on YouTube.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Megaminds.
All right, the Megamind question of the day on the Brett Megas Show. Let's see if anyone can figure it out. We do this half as much as we did in 1976.
I automatically thought of riding a bike.
Riding a bike? Ooh. We're just not out there riding bikes anymore.
I think it is something that's an outdoor activity. I think it's playing baseball.
Oh, okay.
I think it's writing things down on paper.
All digital. Good answers. No one got it correct. We do this half as much as we did in 1976. What do we do significantly less nowadays? 855-444-MEGA. If you want to text in your guesses, 855-444-6342. Give it the answer next on the Brett Megas Show.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Megamind question of the day here on the Brett Megas Show. This has been cut in half. We do this half as much as we did back in 1976. What is
it? This is crazy. One of them says laundry. I guess people just buy new clothes now. They don't even funny. Wash their clothes. Another one that is crazy but makes sense, grocery shop. People like DoorDash and things now.
It's not grocery shop, but it probably goes hand in hand with grocery shopping.
Other texts don't really go along with that. So
cooking at home.
Cooking
at home, less groceries needed. I guess you could just like, you know, eat snacks, but just like, making a home cooked meal. Everyone just getting fast food or takeout or whatever else you buy at the grocery store.
Crazy.
But I feel like you probably do a little bit less grocery shopping if you're cooking at home. Been cut in half since 1976. Sometimes I got to Google the Megamind questions of the day. I played a little game of what did Google say? So I Googled some questions, and you're going to guess what the top answers were. We'll play next on the Brett Megas Show. All right. Can you guess the Google on the Brett Megas Show? People be Googling some random weird stuff. And so what I did is I typed in a question, like a how to, why, what is type of question into Google. And let's see if you can guess what the top answer was for guess the Google. Let's start with how to question. I typed in how to draw. What do you think that people wanted to guess how to draw? What do you think the top Googled answer? You know, as soon as it pops up, Google starts making those suggestions for you.
Yeah.
How to draw what? What was the top answer? Hannah's showing hers first.
I said a dog.
How to draw a dog? AB?
Really? I said a tree.
How to draw? Why a tree? Why a dog?
I think that's something people draw a lot.
Everybody wants to draw a dog.
I feel like everyone knows how to draw a dog or a tree.
I think it'd be anime. How to draw anime.
How to draw
anime? That's too complicated.
Yeah. Okay.
Guys, you should have been guessing this one. It should have been an easy one for you. Should have been super connected with what's happening on the Brett Megas Show and what's happening right now in
pumpkins?
The world. How to draw a pumpkin was the top Google answer.
I thought of that.
It's just a circle, but people apparently needed to Google how to draw a pumpkin. Just a circle. Okay. Why do cats? What do you think people want to know about cats? Why do cats? And then what was the next question that people were? What was the top cat question?
Okay.
Hannah, it looks like she knows this. Like, she just knows.
Well, I'm just going to do a question that I would type into Google. Why do cats pee in a litter box?
Okay, ooh. I said something similar. Pee inside.
Really?
Yes.
No, see, I went a little more clean. I said, why do cats purr?
Kevin, top answer!
Wow.
Why do cats
why
purr?
Why do they pee inside? Why can't they go
just
outside?
Let them out. No. Why aren't they potty trained?
Like dogs? Good question. And why do cats purr? I think it's for different reasons, right? Or is it like a mating call? Like, you know, like that's what they're doing.
I don't know.
all right. And then what is the sexiest language? What is the sexiest language?
Are we supposed to give an answer to that?
Yes. That's what do you think? Yeah. What do you think is the sexiest language?
I'm going to say Spanish.
All right.
I said French.
I also said French.
It was French.
Yeah.
Kevin, you're the winner.
Kevin, you knew two out of the three. Did you just Google these weird things?
No.
What is the sexiest language? Is French. Those were the top Googled answers for Guess the Google on the Brett Megas Show.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.